السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. All praise, all thanks only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity of gathering in the house of Allah ta'ala on this Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. We make dua to Allah ta'ala that He allows us to appreciate this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. We make dua to Allah ta'ala that He allows us to see many, many more days of Jumu'ah with afiyat. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows our last day of this earthly life to be this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Today I would like to touch on a topic, a simple topic, but very, very far-reaching, very broad in meaning, very broad in benefits. And this is this topic that is based on this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ad-deenu an-nasiha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that deen, that this deen of yours is to wish well. Wish well here, what it means, is mean to sincerely wish for the next person. Sincerely treat the next person like how you would like yourself to be treated. In other words, a simple understanding is that when you are dealing with someone, you put yourself in his shoes and you act in his interest, not in your interest. In other words, you're looking in the favor of the next person. And this ties up with the ayat of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala mentions, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that none of you can reach the high levels of taqwa. Birr means the high level of piety. None of you can reach this high level until he spends of wit of those things that he loves. In other words, it's something that's beloved to him. He'd like it. It is in his interest to have it. But he's spending it on the next person. He's sacrificing something that is in his interest for someone else. Then only will you reach this high level of piety. And one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that none of you can be a true believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi, from approximately 500,000 ahadith in his kitab Abu Dawud Sharif, he brought approximately 4,800 ahadith. And he mentions from this 4,800 ahadith, if a person practices on 4 ahadith, just 4, it is sufficient for him. So now to understand that from 500,000 to 4,800, and from there just 4, it is sufficient for a person of intelligence, it shows you how wide and how beneficial, what a broad level of benefit, far-reaching these 4 ahadith are. And one of these ahadith is this one which I've just recited, that la yu'minu ahadukum, none of you can be a true believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Now what this means is that in every situation, and just to understand how far reaching this is, we have got two rights, or there are two responsibilities, broadly speaking, that we have got. One is the responsibilities, duties that we have to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known as huququllah, and the other is known as huququl ibad. Those responsibilities, those rights that other people have and that we owe it to people. Generally, the rights of people, the rights of mankind, those rights fall into one category. This hadith actually is teaching us, telling us, it forms the backdrop, it forms the understanding of how a person should conduct himself, a broad principle, broad policy that will help him in every situation. Let's take some examples just for our understanding. A person is dealing with his staff member, one member of his staff. So what he's doing, he's applying this policy that is taught to us in this hadith, that what he loves for his brother, he's not a true believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And the first hadith which I mentioned, ad-deenu an-nasiha, Deen is to wish well for a person. So what he does is when he's dealing with his staff, he puts himself in that position that if I was the employee, how would I like my employer to treat me? And that is how he treats his staff. If I am the seller now, and how I would have liked, if I put myself in the purchaser's shoes, how I would have liked the seller, so therefore I'll treat the purchaser like that. So a person is dealing with his wife, for example, he puts himself in his wife's shoes, that if I was the wife, how would I have liked my husband to treat me on this occasion? That is the way I'm going to treat my wife. So if I was the father, how I would have liked my children to treat me? That is how he'll treat his children. And if he's a child, he puts himself in the footsteps or in the shoes of the father. How I would like that the father treats me, like that I will be to my father, and like that the father will be to the son. So a person puts himself in the next man's shoes all the time, and that's how he conducts himself. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us. If I had my car parked there, how would I have liked for the next man? For example, if I had my car parked there, I wouldn't have liked to be blocked. So when I'm coming now, I'm ensuring that I'm not blocking the next man, because if I was the man that was parked there, I wouldn't like to be blocked. So I put myself in that person's shoes, and accordingly I acted. Now this is so far-reaching. If I had a neighbor, or if I was a neighbor to someone, and I wouldn't like my neighbor to disturb me late at night, and have a braai and make noise and disturbance, so then I also don't do that to my neighbor, because I put myself in his shoes. Like how I wouldn't like to be disturbed. Now today when I'm having a function, I won't disturb him. So a man all the time has got this in front of him. See how far reaching this one policy is. So therefore Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi is saying that out of four hadith that's sufficient for a person, this is one of them. It covers so many different aspects. And the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such, when a person wishes well, when a person is kind to the next person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that kindness comes to him. There's one incident mentioned in Mustatraf, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi. He would oftenly narrate and quote this. Those people that spend time with him, they say that Hazrat would regularly mention this incident to get us thinking. So the incident or the story goes like this, that there was a man that was once eating chicken roast with his wife, and he was sitting, and there was a knock on the door. So he goes to see that who is it that is now knocking on the door, and he saw that there was a beggar there that was knocking on the door. So what he did, upset, that here I'm sitting having roast chicken, and I'm sitting with my wife just to eat, and you come and knock at this time and beg at this time. So he takes off and he chases that beggar away. So he doesn't put himself in the beggar's shoes. He just arrogantly chased him away. And he chased him away, and that was the end of the story. So one day, Allah Ta'ala had made it such that this person, because of his arrogance, that he chased the beggar away like this, he showed that type of conduct and arrogance, Allah Ta'ala made him lose everything. His condition deteriorated to such an extent that he lost everything, even his wife now. He had to divorce his wife, there was a separation, he lost his wife also. And it's not hard to believe, recently one person was mentioning to me, he was telling me that he was so big in construction, that in one day he would be in three provinces. So he'll go to Johannesburg and visit all the sites where his constructions are taking place. And from there he'll fly to Cape Town and visit those sites where the construction is taking place. And then he'll come back towards the evening, he'll come back to Durban, and then he'll go visit those sites before going home. So before going home, he visits three sites, so in three provinces in one day. He says a situation had come, when he lost everything. And now if he gets a contract just to build an outbuilding, he says, I'll be very grateful. I lost everything. So it's not hard to believe, if a person Allah Ta'ala wants to give somebody, he'll give him. And kindness and generosity is something that is stronger than the strongest of magnets. It actually draws the mercy, it draws the rahmat, it draws the special barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by a person showing kindness. So what had happened, this person, he lost everything. This person was having the roast chicken, he chased the beggar away, he lost everything. And then time had gone by, then Hazrat Ji mentions the incident goes further, then there was another person that was having roast chicken with his wife, sitting down to eat, and there was a knock on the door. There was a knock on the door, so he understood that this was a beggar that was knocking. So he tells his wife, pack up this chicken and give it to the beggar to eat. Give it to him. So when the wife goes there to the door to give that beggar this chicken to eat, she comes back crying, tearing. So the husband asked her, what is the problem? What is the problem? So she said, I had given this chicken to this person, but he was my ex-husband. And I remember a time when we were sitting just like this to eat roast chicken, and there was a knock on the door, and he sent the person away. And today he's knocking on the door and I'm giving him chicken to eat. So then that husband says, I take an oath in Allah that I was that same beggar. I was that same beggar that knocked on the door and came to ask for something to eat. Allah Ta'ala reversed the thing completely. So showing kindness is something that brings about kindness. There isn't much time. Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullahi, he mentions two incidents in Fazail al-Sadaqat, which I wish to mention. He mentioned an incident of Hazrat Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu. So these three were three cousins, all from the Banu Hashim, from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were proceeding for Hajj, and they had their goods on some camels, and they were going. But those camels, they were not riding it, they were goods being carried by those camels. And in that journey, those goods that were being carried by those camels had got mislaid. So now they had no provision for the journey. So anyway, as they were traveling, proceeding for Hajj, they saw somebody staying, one tent on the side, like a villager staying on the side, the tent was there. So they needed something to drink, so they stopped there. And they seen one old lady was there, so they asked her, do you have anything to drink? So she said, yes, I do have. So they came down, and she says, look, I've got this one goat that you can see here. It was a thin goat, that you can milk it and you can have from that milk. So they milked that goat, and they were hungry because they didn't have anything. So they asked her if she has got anything to eat. She said, I don't have anything to eat, but this one goat I've got, if you'll slaughter it, I will cook it and you can eat that. So they slaughtered the goat, she cooked it, and she gave them to eat. So anyway, they were very happy with the courtesy that she had shown. So they continued with their journey, proceeding towards Hajj. But they left a message with her. They told her that, you see, we are from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are from the Banu Hashim. If ever you come to Medina, please come and see us, we'll repay you for your kindness. So she left that message, they left that message, and they continued. In the evening, when her husband had come back home from the woods, she had narrated this incident, the strange incident, that people from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come from the Banu Hashim. So he was surprised, he was perplexed first. So he first started shouting at her that, how can you just trust people that just come here? You don't know for sure. But anyway, he kept quiet, he didn't say anything further. These people also had intelligence, that there is a possibility that they were from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he didn't say anything further. So as time went, they went for Hajj and they had returned to Madinah Sharif. Things were becoming very difficult for them. So they decided, let us proceed to Madinah Sharif. They went to Madinah Sharif, and what they would do for a living, this old woman and this old man, is that they would collect the dung, the dropping of the animals, and they would sell it as fire, as coal. You know that dung, when it becomes dry, it makes good coal. So that's what they would do. It was a very menial job that they would do. Go around Madinah Sharif, collect the dung, and they would sell it as coal, so people could burn the fires with it. So one day, she had passed by the house of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu, and he had noticed this woman, that this was the same woman that had given us something to eat when we were proceeding for Hajj. So he called for this woman, and he said that, you remember me? She said, no, I don't remember you. He said, I was that person. We had come, three of us, and you had been kind to us. So now he tells the people around him, do me a favor, go and get 1,000 goats and give this woman. 1,000 goats. And together with that, he gave 1,000 dinars, 1,000 gold coins, as a gesture of kindness. And then he tells her, go to my brother Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu and tell him that who you are, so that he can also reap. And tell him who you are, so that he can also repay your kindness. So she goes to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, and he also says, he asks, what did my brother, elder brother, give? He says, given us 1,000 goats and 1,000 dinars. So he says, I'm going to give the same. Gives her 1,000 goats and 1,000 dinars. And then he tells her, now you proceed to Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu anhu, our cousin, who was also there. So now she goes, she's also perplexed by what is happening. She goes to Abdullah bin Ja'far, so he asks, what did my two cousins give? He says, 1,000, 1,000. He said, I will match that. He gives her 2,000 goats and 2,000 dinars. Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah, he mentioned this in Fazail al-Sadaqat. It's not some story that I'm just making up. So now she goes back to her husband with how many? 4,000 gold coins and 4,000 goats. She goes and she tells her husband that this is what Allah Ta'ala has given you for that 1 weak goat that you sacrificed for your brother. So So this is the kindness. When a person shows kindness to his brother, when he shows kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repays that kindness. He mentions one more incident, and I'll terminate on this incident. Hazrat Waqidi rahmatullah alayhi, he says that I had two friends. Hazrat Ji Mawlana Masyullah rahmatullah alayhi would say, he said, in today's time there are no friends. What a real friend is, you won't get. Friends are friends, they'll know you. When times are good, their friends are many. When times are bad, then friends are few. But these were real friends. So they were three friends. Hazrat Waqidi rahmatullah alayhi says, he said, I had two friends. One was a Hashimi friend, who was from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was a non-Hashimi. He wasn't from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we were very good friends. So he explains his story. He says that my wife had told me that we are in very, very poor conditions. I can manage this poverty. I don't have a problem. But one thing that hurts me and I can't manage is on the day of Eid, when Eid is coming, then I see our children with such tattered, poor clothes, and all the other children are wearing nice clothes. I feel very hard that our children have to spend Eid like that. They have to cry when they're seeing the other children enjoying good clothes and having good food. At least for Eid, if we can sew some clothes for them, just get some money for me and I'll sew the clothes for our children. So this touched him. So he wrote a letter to his Hashimi friend. And he says, I'm requesting from you some assistance. So his Hashimi friend sent for him a bag of silver coins, 1,000 silver coins, that this is for you. So he had just received it, and then he had received a letter simultaneously from his non-Hashimi friend, that I'm in this predicament also, I'm battling, I need some money for the day of Eid. So what he does was, he takes that bag of money, and he sends it to his friend. Immediately, he didn't think that I'm in such a poor condition, let me take some money. The same bag as it is sealed, he sends it there. And now that Hashimi friend of his, he was also a person that was in need. They were all in poor conditions. So what he sent, after he sent this bag to Waqidi, he had written to this non-Hashimi friend that, please assist me, I'm in need of some help. So when that bag had reached the non-Hashimi friend, he sent that same bag or back to the original person, the Hashimi. So now this Hashimi got a shock of his life, that I sent this thing to Waqidi, and the same bag now is coming back to me. What had happened here? So he comes rushing to Waqidi rahmatullah alayhi. This Hashimi comes back to Waqidi, he says, I'm begging you in the name of Allah, tell me what happened here. You asked me to help you, I send this bag to you, but now I'm getting this bag from our other friend. What had happened? So then he explains the whole story. He said, you see, I had written to you because I was in need. When I got that bag, our other friend had asked me, so I decided to give this money to him. So then he explains that, you see, I was also in need, so I had also written to our friend. So when I told him, so he had given this bag. So what we do, let's give 100 from here. There's 1,000. Let's give 100 from here to this woman that needed to sew clothes for her child. So 100 dirhams are for her. And this 900, we'll split it three ways. We are three friends, 300, 300, 300. So that's what we'll do. This is what you call true friends. So they split that. The Khalifa of the time was Ma'mun al-Rashid, rahmatullah alayhi. When he heard of the story of these three friends and how they had behaved, he was touched by the generosity and the kindness that they showed one another. He said, from my side, you'll take 10,000 dirhams. How much he gave? 10,000 dirhams. So what? 1,000 from here is for that woman, and each one of you'll take 3,000 each. So that is what they ended up with. This was the kindness they showed, and immediately Allah Ta'ala had repaid them. So the end, the moral of what I'm saying for today's talk is when we are kind to people, when we put ourselves in the shoes of the next person, and we treat out the next person like how we would like to be treated, Allah Ta'ala won't shortchange us. Allah will give us much, much more. So many of us have got tenants that are paying us rentals. Let's put ourselves in their shoes, that if I had to pay rent, how much can I afford? Let me make it easy for the next person. I got employees, I'm paying them a salary. How much a person needs, let me make it easy for him and let me pay him. Like that we got maids working in our home. Like that we got friends, we got neighbors. Let us treat the next person like how we would like to be treated. Allah Ta'ala will not shortchange us. In fact, He'll give us much, much more than the generosity and kindness that we show to others. Allah forgive us all the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.